put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Tune in live this Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Wow, that was fast, huh? Hmm. Are we back? All right. So, good morning and welcome. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day it's something. Very interesting. I think that modern digital technology in particular is the devil's handmaiden, and are not, you know, this broadcast is not friendly to those, that agenda, those initiatives, and not really excited about acquiescing, capitulating, going along to get along with that agenda. In fact, this broadcast operates on the idea of as Jefferson put it, enlightening the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. We want to dispel the vampires, and they're everywhere. I was thinking about it last night. To really wrap your mind around what's going on, you have to understand who and what we're dealing with. And the perversion of language is one of the worst, if not the worst, crimes that has been committed against people everywhere, mankind, especially, I would say, here in America, especially in the Western world, especially here in America. The perversion of language is particularly odious. And so, you know, I've mentioned John Adams writing about James Otis and sort of defining terms of what our foundational tenets are in America. And to really understand, you know, people try to have conversations with others. For example, folks who listen to this broadcast and folks who listen to this network are obviously, unless you're on a bad guy payroll or something, listening to this broadcast and this network is probably in an effort, some kind of, you know, perhaps even a coordinated effort with other efforts, whether your own or other people, to try to proclaim liberty to the captives, so to speak. And there is such a momentum now of evil, essentially, in all ranks and stations of American life, it seems. Psychopathy has gotten such a grip that we work from a disparity almost without exception when we're trying to communicate with our fellow man. What does all of that mean? What I'm trying to say is people don't seem to apprehend the magnitude of evil and psychopathy that's in our midst. And I don't mean that in hyperbole, I mean it conservatively. And when you step back and realize that we're dealing with people who are so, have such a pathological hubris that they have no qualms about just lying, bald-faced lies out in the public, and engineering schemes to protect themselves from any sort of liability, culpability, or litigation as a result of the lies they know they're telling, that's pretty evil. Pathological hubris. I mean, you have people who, if you and I went before the public, I mean, if you were on CNN or MSNBC or whatever, and you said something that you knew millions, maybe tens, maybe hundreds of millions of people knew to be false, you would probably be nervous. You would wear your apprehension on your face and your countenance. Your body language would probably give you away. And, you know, when Bill Gates goes on, and this, you know, he's a little weirder and quirkier and ghoulish these days than he has been in years past. But when he was a younger ghoul, he was much more I would say brazen in his hubris. Now he just, I don't know, he looks like, I don't know, he reminds me of the cuttlefish spurting ink that Orwell talked about. But you have to realize that, you know, people like Bill Gates would probably pass a lie detector test telling their bold, blatant lies. And they tell them to millions of people, they gaslight the truth right out in broad daylight, unabashedly. And they do it with the full intent of coercing, manipulating, and subjugating the general populace at large, and obviously vilifying the contingent of society that would find such lies and brazen hubris objectionable. And that is a tremendous disparity. It's almost, if it's not addressed, I would say it's almost, if not entirely, insurmountable and sort of unassailable. You know, because you start the conversation, if you're talking to someone about what's going on, you start the conversation on equal ground or equal footing, so to speak. Well, you know, this person says this. Well, this person says that. America's frontline doctors, as an example, I think is filled with brave and courageous folks who, what do they stand to gain? What do they stand to benefit as they stand in opposition to this overwhelming cascade of propaganda, the flooding of the zone, as we heard in Event 201 in particular? What do they stand to gain? They've put their lives, they've put their honor, their sacred, you know, their lives, fortune, sacred honor, so to speak, on the line. They've put their careers, their reputations, both personally and professionally, or maybe professionally and personally, on the line. That's all at stake. They've been shut down and gaslighted after proving that essentially hydroxychloroquine is a cure for whatever this nonsense is that we're hearing about. And why is that? Because they've been courageous enough to say, all right, well, here's some data, and it seems to indicate this. And we know that people will say, well, maybe that's not so. So let's see if we can disprove it. Let's attack it with this argument, this argument, this argument. They've been courageous enough to challenge their hypothesis in the fashion of the scientific method, good science, if you will, versus this nonsense that we're getting. There are countless stories. I've heard many. I'm sure you've heard many, probably experienced some of people. The mask thing is, it's many things. I think in the middle of summer, it's a way to get and keep people sick. I'm surprised that I haven't heard more people with respiratory issues, because you're walking around in the middle of summer. In some cases, I've heard people across the country, whether you're out on the coast, walking on the ocean shore, or, you know, you're in the crown of the continent area, where in either case you're probably surrounded by some of the best air you could possibly breathe, and people wearing masks outside. It's a psychological sort of inhibitor, I think, in a variety of ways, but also it's a virus catcher. It's a moist, warm place for viruses to hang out and other toxic debris that can't be expelled through the mask because it catches it. So it's a very strange thing. So we're hearing all these crazy things. You can't challenge any of it. Any challenge to it is tantamount to treason, it seems. And we keep hearing science. Follow. Okay, and so some of us say, well, we are following the science. What about this 2005 study on cloth or hydroxychloroquine? And what about this 2015 study on cloth masks and masks in general? And what about OSHA? What about, you know, OSHA is the gold standard, right? What does OSHA say about these masks and things? What are the purpose of these masks? What are the applications and uses? Because they're different. And what settings are they appropriate in? No, you can't talk about it. We can't talk about reality. We can't talk about the truth. There's no challenge to that. And these people have said, we made a hypothesis. We challenged it in a variety of ways. Go ahead, test it. Tell us if it stands up to challenge. And, you know, that kind of talk, actual science, good science, so to speak, is just unacceptable. This, I think, is kind of a fractional or like a sliver of a representation of what we're dealing with. The kind of villainous psychopathy that we're dealing with. I mean, this is right out in plain sight. And so if that kind of villainy is happening right out in plain sight, what does that entail? Like, what goes along with that? What else does it incorporate? And so as an idea, I mean, I've been thinking about it several times. If this was just what it's cooked up to be, and you have at grocery stores, for example, maybe you have this in your local area. I've seen and heard that, you know, grocery stores have special hours for grandma because grandma is immunosuppressed or immunocompromised. Incidentally, I stopped at a place last week where this woman was holding her hands up as I walked in. I was trying to ask, hey, do you know where this street is? It was kind of a resort type place. And it's summertime. So I walked in, she has a mask on. I'm trying to say, excuse me, do you know where this street is? And she stands up and she's, you know, flapping her hands toward me. And I said, why are you doing that? I couldn't understand what she was saying behind her mask. And she said, stop where you are, stop where you are. I'm immunosuppressed. Okay, well, why are you working behind the front desk of a resort in the middle of summer? Maybe if you have genuine health concerns, maybe that's not the best place for you. I don't know. But, you know, we're all victims and we have to celebrate our victim psychopathy and prostrate ourselves before the greatest victims in our society, right? That's the communitarian way. Well, I found that objectionable. Anyway, I wasn't unkind, but it was very bizarre and illustrative, I think. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If this was all what it's cooked up to be, I mean, there are myriad examples, but just as an example, you know, having a special time that certain folks can, you know, the most victimized, the most, you know, that's what we're doing in communitarian fashion. We're celebrating the most victimized, who are the most courageous, who embrace their victimhood, you know, who is the most victimized celebrating their victimhood. That is a real weird cultural Marxist twist on traditional Marxism, where instead of, you know, hey, you have more than I have, let me take some of yours. Hey, hey, now you have more than I have. Let me take some of yours. That's traditional Marxism. Now we have this, oh, yeah, well, I'm more of a victim than you. Oh, yeah, well, that's what's happening. How childish is that? It's unbelievable to watch this. Yet this is what's happening. Victims of the world, unite. Oh, yeah, well, I'm more of a victim than you. Oh, yeah, well, wow. Who would have thought this could happen here in America? I guess, you know, some folks warned us, right? It can't happen here, Sinclair Lewis said, almost 100 years ago. And that was before World War I, by the way. Milton Mayer, they thought they were free. Yeah, they thought they were free. And then they got a rude awakening. The swift kick to their fat bottom, as Yuri Bezmenov put it. And so, you know, the social justice warrior class, the virtue signaling, crusading, cancel culture folks, don't have any clue just how useful a tool they are as a social virus and how destructive they are to them, even themselves. Destructive force for everyone around them, including themselves. It's a sad thing to see people weaponized against themselves. And again, to watch it unfolding, you know, reminds me of Nesta Webster's words from World Revolution, the plot against civilization, the plot, you know, on this thing they used to call the WRM, the World Revolutionary Movement, where you have, you know, chaos everywhere. To what? To remake the world. To make a new order out of the chaos that you've created. And Nesta Webster said, it is difficult to write of these things calmly. She talks about these guys infiltrating the Workers' Party and ingratiating themselves to these people, and only with the sole purpose of weaponizing them against themselves and one another. And she said, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet that is what the exploiters of the Internationale did for the working men. And they themselves were, in many cases, exploited, the exploiters, and so on and so on. Anyway, if it was what it's really cooked up to be, and we have special shopping times for these people, where is the special shopping time for people who don't want to wear masks, or maybe who have a health condition that prevents them? I mean, there are folks, genuinely. So where is their special time? No, we have to celebrate the most victimized, who are the most courageous in embracing their victimhood. It's a very sick thing. Very, very sick. But, you know, who's sitting around reading the dark thoughts of Gregory Bateson or William Sargent or John B. Watson or B.F. Skinner or Norbert Wiener or, you know, LeBon and Trotter, et cetera, et cetera? Who has time? Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will roll downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. So if it was all it was made out to be, then where is the special time, for example, for folks who don't want to, or maybe because of legitimate medical reasons, it's not in their best interest to do that? Where is the special time for them? You know what? We're not concerned. Why are we doing this to healthy people, otherwise healthy people? I don't know about you, but I'm still listening everywhere I go. I don't hear people coughing. I don't hear people sneezing. You know, there's a giant sneeze guard everywhere because we live in a society of children. That's what happens. You know, I've talked about this before. There's a strange psychological effect to these kinds of things. You know, there really is. There is, you know, it has a magnetic pull in a direction. So, for example, I've talked about how people drive. Car insurance has been mandated by Congress. Everyone must have it who owns a vehicle. You know, if you want to drive this personal conveyance around, then you have to license it. You have to have the license from the, you know, by order of the king, and it has to be insured. I wonder what would happen if we all started investigating self-insuring. I mean, just because that would be an interesting discussion that would have, I think, broad implications, profound, significant implications, probably for the better. So car insurance is the thing. What happens, you know, before car insurance? Well, let me just maybe use sort of an analogy. You know, people, now that automobiles are becoming more and more expensive, you know, the new stuff is so far out of reach, unless that's going to be one of your prison payments, essentially, one of the payments that keeps you in prison. Most people shouldn't buy automobiles on payments or on credit. There are a few reasons where it might make sense, but very few, I would say, in comparison to the vast majority of cases that, you know, should not. So if you understand the inflationary scheme and how it works and how it subjugates people, the invisible tax, especially. And so, you know, if we become wage slaves, if we understand what that means, if we understand, you know, the ownership of production, the means of production and things like that, then maybe you see that differently. Anyway, so people get car insurance. They have this expensive automobile. I mean, think about how expensive it is. And most people don't ever own these things outright. And before they pay it off, they probably trade it in on another one and rinse and repeat. Because, you know, I have to keep up with the Joneses. Come on, Chris, what am I supposed to do? Drive something, you know. I mean, I got cash for my clunker. Was it really a clunker, though? Because we used to call those collectibles. Well, I mean, did you see it? Well, yeah, but, you know, you throw a little elbow grease into it, and who knows? So, you know, people buying, quote unquote, automobiles on credit and insuring them, what happens? You know, you get a $500 deductible as an example, and you're driving this $50,000 or more maybe thing around, parking it close to the store, whatever, you know, if it gets a door ding, that's unfortunate. You know, if something happens, if there's some kind of accident where it's damaged, well, you know, I'm not too concerned because I'm out $500 and probably get it fixed for free after that, so to speak, for free. And that's kind of a socialist concept when you think about it, because obviously the actuarials are not in business to lose, and the house will win at some point. So not only are your rates changed, but they're constantly looking at the demographics and what demographics you fall into. And so this group and that group and that group and that group will be adversely affected by your negligence, if you will. But who cares? I'm only out $500, and so it's not a big deal. I got it fixed. Actually, the way that these things are made these days in planned obsolescence fashion, you know, you can total it probably by backing into it accidentally with your person. You know, I was getting into the car, I backed into the door, and oh my goodness, I totaled it. These little plastic throwaway things, you know. Yugoslavia tried to make a car, everyone laughed, and now it seems like I guess they were just ahead of their time. Now is the market for those things, because, man, they'd be wildly popular if they weren't all obsolete because of how poorly they were made. But, you know, you buy this thing, $50,000, you know, sticker price on credit, don't pay $50,000. And so when you're not, you know, that goes back to the lesson some of us were supposed to be taught when we were younger, that, you know, when you earn it yourself with your own blood, sweat, and tears, it means more to you. You value it differently. And then you grow and mature beyond that, and you learn that you should value things, even the things that aren't your own, as if they were. So, you know, if you borrow something, or, you know, maybe, you know, your friend rides motorcycles and you visit your friend and your friend says, hey, you know, why don't you ride mine? Then you value it as if it were your own, or maybe even try to take better care of it. And that's what you try to do, because that's what good people do, so to speak. I mean, it's the right thing to do. Instead of the opposite, where, you know, we buy a thing that we don't pay for and therefore didn't earn and don't appreciate or value as much, we have a more cavalier attitude toward it, and then insure it. And if something happens, well, I'm out $500, not a big deal. What happens? The mindset is, you know, regardless of how responsible a person someone is, so to speak, the creeping mindset is that it's not a big deal. It's a cavalier attitude. If you take the same person and say, you don't have insurance now, we're going to outlaw insurance, actually, because, by the way, before the turn of the 20th century, that was all considered a Ponzi scheme. Go read the Tontine. I've talked about that book before. And so we're going to outlaw that. You can't do that. This is a predatory scheme. We're not doing it. So you're going to have to pay for this thing outright with your own money, and you can't insure it. That's a scheme. We're not going to allow it. Now what? That's a lot of money by comparison, you know, not making the payments. And if something happens, if it's damaged, well, you're on the hook for it. Wouldn't people be more cautious and conservative about how they drive, about where they park, about, you know, wouldn't there be fewer aggressive drivers? I think there would be. Maybe you get a rude awakening one time, and then you'd sit on the sidelines for a while in timeout thinking about the consequences of your actions. It would be a learning experience that I think many desperately need and deserve to learn. Should have learned when they're younger. Who said it? Let people make mistakes when they're young. Who was it that talked about that? I think it was Stephen Covey, among others. Let children make mistakes and learn the lessons of those mistakes while the cost is still fairly small and inexpensive, rather than letting them grow into middle age and learning these expensive lessons in life. I was revisiting Hebrews chapter 12 last night, actually. Speaking of that, which is interesting, you know, John in Tennessee mentions the, you know, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. That's Hebrews 12:4. But it's interesting, you know, after that, and have you forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endured. And discipline is an interesting word. People conflate that with things that it is not, or think it's synonymous with things like punishment. Punishment, discipline can be punishment, but discipline is not synonymous with punishment. it can be used as a form because it is, by definition, the training of the mental, moral, and physical attributes of the person. So it is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? And I jokingly quip, I guess God didn't know about America when he wrote that, you know, in these days. Because, you know, discipline is considered a form of child abuse, I would say. At least that's sort of on the winds, isn't it? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us. Again, in America, it's a forgotten concept, I think, by and large. Dr. Spock tells us we're not supposed to do that. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good so that we may share his holiness. Anyway, this concept of discipline, it's an interesting thing. And, you know, maybe it's counterintuitive from the outside looking in, but when you experience it, it's definitely not. And you get to a point where you understand. And we could sure use discipline in America. I had a conversation the other day about how, you know, people don't understand the sober-mindedness. We've lost, I don't know, self-preservation and sobriety of mind, by and large. Because now we have the socialist nanny state that will just take care of us from cradle to grave, and everything is fine. We get free corn, pwn the nanny state. And so, you know, love your kidnapper. Everything is fine. It's crazy. But I think we could use a little discipline. So, gosh. Thinking about this concept and the sober-mindedness, you know, what I offered was, it's interesting, you know, that some people, I mean, you can see it these days. There is this prideful, stiff-necked, you know, kind of thing in everyone from children to on up. I mean, not when you get into the older generations who remember the bygone era and know better. It's not quite the same, but you can see this stiff-necked sort of foolish pride. Now, I know what I'm doing. And that kind of pride goeth before a fall. It's really interesting. And I was saying in the conversation where we were talking about some of this that, you know, in the military, you learn to do everything. There is incredible attention to detail in most things, and you learn to do these things no matter what it is, tying your shoe or whatever, down to the smallest minute detail. You do it as though your life depends on it, because sometimes it does. And that is a broader lesson. It has broader application in life. And, you know, we used to be disciplined by our fathers to act like that. There's a difference, I think, generally between fathers and mothers, at least in my estimation and my perception, when it comes to those kinds of issues. You know, fathers, I think, generally have that kind of attitude about many or most things. You know, do it as if your life depended on it, because one day it might. And there was a time when it did. These days, because we're all wearing helmets and bubble wrap, well, you know, not much is going to get you except for these engineered things like, you know, so-called vaccines. But you can't talk about that. That, again, goes back to the changing of language. And, you know, we can't be honest about that, because, gosh, then we'd have chaos in the streets. Oh, wait, we already have that. It wouldn't be the kind of engineered, managed, controlled, orchestrated chaos that we need to actually roll in a new agenda by degrees. So, you know, we can't be honest about these things, but I think we could use that kind of discipline. We need more things. Like Robert Heinlein talked about, we could use, the armed society concept. In the first place, an armed society is a polite society. We'll be right back.
And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs.
mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Pop culture, term of art, cultural Marxist term of art, Frankfurt School term of art. Everything is bubblegum and, you know, video games, and it's all fun. It's all good. It's all great. You know, embrace the positivism. It's all great. It's all wonderful. Final thought for the first hour. If you're watching the news, quote unquote, the so-called news, or really anything on current events or pop culture, then all you're really doing is subjecting yourself to hard cybernetic engineering, hardcore cybernetic engineering, social conditioning, and in the process, imprisoning yourself in the Skinner box and abdicating your own personal autonomy and being, essentially and effectively erasing yourself from existence and leaving in place of you an instance, so to speak, in perhaps software terms, a cybernetic clone of the Borg. And, you know, it is kind of, you know, everyone's being brought along at certain times and speeds, and there's a litany of propaganda, obviously, that's circulating. And you can see that certain things go away and certain things are recirculated or even remade, you know, like movies, for example. Certain thematic elements are recirculated from time to time and reintroduced. But it's still that, you know, it's the Oliver Wendell Holmes, you know, Encyclopedia Brown kind of choose your own adventure kind of thing. And so the object is to draw everyone into the fold and get everyone, you know, chanting and working for the collective. And it's a much larger agenda than just control, just controlling the masses. Nah, it's much larger and darker, and I'll leave that at that. But, you know, this, all of this, this cultural stuff, it's all social engineering. And how much are we retaining of our own and of ourselves and of our family, our heritage, our traditions, and all of those kinds of things? Hopefully, a great deal. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty.
Our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.